Well, hello there, penny droppers. I just want to fast forward you into the future for a moment. Future thinking here on the penny drop today. So imagine that. Oh, hang on. Sound effect. Yeah, let's go sound effect. You know I love them. Okay, here we are. Imagine you've just finished an interview as a podcast guest. Your mind is buzzing because you've got so much adrenaline after a great connection, a magnificent conversation, and, you know, you were just eluding charisma because you nailed this interview, obviously. The interview finishes. What do you do next? Do you thank the host, probably get some vague details about when it will be published, and then leave the studio or log off? So that is what most people do. And in doing so, they miss the biggest opportunity of the interview. They miss what I call the Oprah moment. You know, things are getting serious when I start talking about Oprah. Because when you're Oprah Winfrey, you don't just offer some pleasantries and then log out of the relationship. You lean into it. Now, Oprah's rise from talk show host to massive global media mogul wasn't just about delivering good content. It was about masterfully turning every interaction into a lasting relationship, a relationship that transcended the studio. If we look at her relationship with Maya Angelou, for instance, Oprah didn't just host Maya Angelou on her show. She engaged with her. She learned from her. She built a bond that was ongoing. And, you know, this enriched her personal life. It expanded her professional network and no doubt enhanced her influence and her reach. And I know that we're talking back the frontier because Oprah was the host, not the guest. But, oh, and because Oprah is Oprah Winfrey and Maya is Maya Angelou. But I think the lesson remains. The end of the interview marks the start of the relationship, and that is where the possibilities begin. So what do we say after the interview that will start that relationship and begin the possibilities? I think one of the things that we can get wrong is we think about this as a follow-up to the interview. If we think of it less as a follow-up, but more of a commitment to show up for the relationship ongoing, we'll be clearer about the sorts of things that we can say and do after the interview to be like Oprah and lean into the relationship before logging off from the interview. So there are three things that you can say, right? The first one, call me. So make it clear that you are open to and enthusiastic about continuing the conversation. And be specific about this, about the kind of future connection you're interested in, whether that's another interview on a different topic. Maybe you'd like to offer to be on call as a backgrounder to give background information on your expertise should they need it. Or maybe it's about an event that goes beyond the studio. And if you're going to ask someone to call you, don't forget to leave your direct contact details to make that follow-up easier. There's nothing worse than having to muck around on someone's website or go through someone else to just try and get a direct line to the person that you want to be talking to. So leave your direct contact details if it feels comfortable for you. So call me is the first thing you can say. Another thing you can say is I'll call you. So this is kind of like call me, but it's with you in the driver's seat. Ultimately, what you're doing here is you're getting permission to contact them, but it's also an opportunity to get some great intel on what they want to know about and how you could be useful for them. So ask what they need and how they'd prefer to keep in touch going forward. It's proactive and it shows you're committed to adding value to the relationship. So call me, I'll call you, or finally, call my friend. If you've sort of exhausted all that you can give in that moment, recommend a colleague or a connection who could add value, because facilitating those kind of connections not only is a great support to people in your network, but it also positions you as a go-to resource. And that's invaluable. And just getting used to saying one of those three phrases after an interview, call me, I'll call you, or call my friend is also invaluable because it's demonstrating your commitment to continue to show up for that relationship. And that is how we go places. But there are more things that we want to do after an interview. We don't just want to show up. We also want to blow up across all of our platforms. And next week, we'll talk about some key things you can do to extend the reach of all of the effort you've put into your interview. And then in the episode after that, we're going to tackle the glow up. We're going to discuss how every interview is an opportunity for us to learn from and then refine our approach. Now, I have been banging on about being a better guest for quite some weeks now, and I'm very aware that you may well be thinking, yeah, like I get all of these techniques could make me a better guest, but do I even need to be a guest at all? I don't know. Do you? If you're not sure, and if you would like to find out whether it's worth putting your time and effort into this, then come along and have a chat. I am holding a free 30-minute session in a couple of weeks' time. You can see the details in the podcast notes, or just find me on LinkedIn. I'll tell you there. And we will work out whether or not getting on a podcast or many podcasts is the right strategy for you. So it's free. It'll be on Zoom. I'll have a chat. There'll be an opportunity to ask questions and we'll work it out together. If you're listening along and going, nah, Pen, I have already got it sorted, I do need to get on more podcasts and I need to learn how to be at my best as a guest, then, as I've said before and will say again, get on the wait list for my 3-hour workshop now. There are a lot of people that I talk to who know they need to get on more podcasts or maybe in the media or maybe on panels at conferences, but they just feel like they're not ready. It's like they don't have their shit together. If you would like to get your shit together with me, then get on the wait list now. We'll be announcing the dates very shortly. It's 3 hours. There's no obligation to buy, by the way. If you get on the wait list, it just means that you will get first dibs on the early bird tickets. Now, in these workshops, what we do is the doing. So the getting together of the shit. What we do is we create a list of podcasts that you want to appear on, ones that are a good fit. We'll craft a bio that sets you up for a great interview. We develop a pitch that's flexible enough that you can personalize it for every show you want to appear on. We'll get your key messages sorted, each with a story to match, and then we'll practice turning those key messages into conversations or great answers to interviewers' questions. And we'll also set you up for a post-interview chat, like we've just talked about, that will open doors. All the details about how to get on the wait list are again in the show notes, but it's just email me, penny@pennyterry.com. Let me know you want to be on the wait list. I'll put your email on the wait list and then I'll be in touch. You can follow me on LinkedIn or sign up to the newsletter so everything's written down for you. Just go to my website to do that. I'm carrying on. I'm going to stop talking and let you do all the jobs that I've just given you. I'll talk to you next time.